Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, everybody. Hope you've had a good week.
Woot woot.
Woohoo.
We are live at Dorn Tosh Saskatchewan.
And what is Dorn Tosh Saskatchewan?
It is
what you're all
thinking.
It is a
small town just before you get to the Meadow Lake Provincial Park, Lisa.
But more importantly, Samantha, it is where you could become part of the world again because there's cell phone reception.
It's the last stop before you get nothing.
It's the gateway to civilization, right? It ends here.
So friends
of the podcast, there's like no cell phone reception where we've been staying.
None.
It's been crazy.
Driving Lisa cray.
Yeah, but it's kind of funny because here's what's so weird is that every night, Samantha, I keep my phone on because I use it for a clock so I can see what time it is when I wake up in the middle of the night.
Because you're weird.
But here's what's so funny is that every single night between like 11:30 and 2 o'clock in the morning, I just randomly get text messages. And then I just randomly get like news updates.
There you go.
But it says no service. So it's almost like as though the good Lord up above knows I just need a little teaser.
Yeah, and every day. She's been saying to me, it's just so quiet here, which makes me think she can't handle the fact that she does not have cell service.
I think,
which, by the way, also, she makes me get back into Betty is my car, and drive her to the cell service.
Yes.
Every day, and one day, it was twice.
But I've been good.
Yeah, and you owe Betty a thank you because she does not appreciate the gravel roads here.
Yeah,
because
there's no pavement up here, friends of the podcast. Pavement stops.
At the gates to the provincial park.
Yeah, pavement stops, and then it's all just like rocks and roads.
It's nasty.
It's kind of funny. And then Sam gets all panicky and all kind of...
No, because Betty's fine.
And Sam gets a little bit of a cranky face on.
I do get a cranky face on.
Yeah, but I still don't feel bad enough to make you not come out
and check. No, because she is desperate.
Because my cranky face is worse than your cranky face.
Oh, whatever.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, hi, raccoon eyes, and I don't know what happened to the bottom of your lip.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody punch you? Did you get a bee sting?
That's nice, Samantha.
Is this the sun's way of saying you're an asshole?
I don't know, because you know what? I've been really doing a good job trying to maintain the level of sunburn, right? And
well, the first day you went with no SPF.
Yeah, I'm going back
which is how you got the raccoon eyes.
Yeah, and that's fine, but that'll all work itself in. But I don't know what happened, and I don't know why the sun hates me, but apparently for the last couple days, Samantha, the sun really targeted my bottom lip. So friends of the podcast, this morning when I woke up, and my bottom lip was feeling a little bit sensitive, and you know what? I haven't been graced with really big lips. They're just normal sized lips on my face. And friends of the podcast, I woke up this morning and...
You look like one of the characters from Fat Albert.
If you're at all familiar with the TV show Fat Albert, there's a character called Dumb Donald. He's the dude who wears the wool hat pulled down really, really far.
Over his eyes.
Yeah, and he has a funny talk because his bottom lip is too big. Hi, Dumb Donald right here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen to him.
That's for sure.
That's nice.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want me to start airing some laundry?
Saying it like it is.
I'm not dumb. I don't appreciate that whatsoever. Samantha, I have an injury. My lip's been injured.
It's because you did not protect yourself.
I did.
The things that you have.
I was using Burt's Bees. However, friends of the podcast, here's my issue with Burt's Bees. Dear Burt's Bees, why is there no SPF in your friggin' chapstick?
It's funny because...
They say it's...
It was after the fact that she found out she didn't have an SPF in her lip.
Yeah.
Stuff, and I'm like, oh my God, how do you not know that?
I don't know. I didn't... Who produces something that doesn't have that?
So now you're like, you're making Burt's Bees accountable for the big fat lip you
absolutely.
Have.
And I am like a Burt's Bees supporter. But now, you know what? It's making me question my loyalty a little bit.
Oh,
yeah, because there should be an SPF. There's an SPF in everything. SPF in your foundation. There's an SPF in everything.
True.
Right? But not on your lips.
No.
Yeah, so I'm enduring that crisis right now, Samantha.
Okay. Oh, it's a crisis?
Well, because you know what? I'm just not sure what happens after. Like, how does it... Does it peel like the rest of me?
Oh, God.
Does it blister? Like, is it headed to blisters? I don't know what it does.
No, I think it would have blistered already.
Okay. Okay, good.
That's just my mother and me.
That's good. Because you know what? I don't need to go back to work and have a big old nasty bottom lip.
This is true.
Right?
So, even though we are still talking to each other.
Yeah.
I think we have a few things that we need to air out.
We have some grievances.
We have some things that people need to know.
Yeah.
That life is not always laffy-laffy with Lisa.
Or Sam. Right?
Because you... Nah.
Really?
Nah.
Okay, go.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Okay.
Start.
All right. Monopoly.
Oh, my God.
Who knew that you would be such...
A great player. A great player.
You are so... Like, I'm competitive, but you were, like, out for blood.
The game against money. The game with money.
She doesn't even separate her money. She just... And she holds it the whole time.
And
she's got her
not
hand,
separated.
Hands clutched around that big money.
Yeah. You betcha.
However, I think we need to tell people... How to win Monopoly.
Here's the thing, friends of the podcast. You want to win?
You have a good strategy, and I'm like, good on
you. You want to win Monopoly? You own all four railroads.
Yes. Yeah. Every freaking goddamn time I went around, I landed on Reading Railroad and just gave her my $200.
$200, thank you. $200,
it's
thank you.
Either that or I landed on the income tax.
Yep. Well, that one sucks, eh?
Just fucking pissed me off.
But it was funny because, like, Samantha, so your strategy was you were trying to buy the property, right? And I just had to kind of keep laughing because I'm like, you're buying all of this property. But the problem is that you're not going to be able to afford anything.
No, but I also got water and power.
Yeah. So it was like a marathon, right? So we played it one night for quite a few hours. We woke up the next day. Didn't, because it wasn't finished, right? Woke up the next day and kept playing, right? And finally, at the end of the day, right, you know, we had to call it as it is.
No, we're not done yet. It's still sitting there.
Still sitting there till next summer.
Yeah.
Right?
Because we told Hilda.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch the game. And they won't.
No, because
they won't.
God bless them. Lisa's husband, Mike, his parents came down and brought us dinner.
Yeah.
And we had a lovely, lovely time with them. But they laughed hysterically when they saw the Monopoly board. Yeah.
Right?
Because we played it the whole time.
Yeah, we played it the whole time.
Because I refused to give up the fact that I only have a dollar to my name.
Yeah, even though friends of the podcast, she certainly has started to mortgage off her properties.
I did too.
And my stack of cash just keeps getting bigger. Right? But
and I did. I got a poopy face. But I think
it's
when you started putting...
The corner. It was the corner.
The houses on that corner.
What's your language, potty mouth?
Sorry. Was it Illinois, Kentucky?
Yeah, the orange ones.
The
orange ones.
She put three houses on there. I landed on there twice.
$700.
$750.
Yeah.
Holy
every time.
Shit.
Like, bang, bang. Right? Because, you know, all of a sudden, Samantha, you think that you're, like, a big hotshot, right, with your no money. And you're like, I'm going to buy a house for Baltic Avenue, which is, like, the yucky brown one.
No,
the,
Baltic.
Or is it the blue?
Yeah,
it's a brown one.
No, it's brown.
Right? They're like, $8. Here you
okay.
go.
But you know what? Yeah. Okay. You knew how to rack up the money and the point, whatever. I won the beauty contest, the second prize in a beauty contest twice.
Yes, you did.
You never won it once.
I did not win the beauty contest
Who's
once.
So pretty.
Yeah. No. You're pretty. You won second. So.
And it was only $10.
And only $10, Samantha. So not that good. You ain't that pretty.
Okay. But you know what's really funny? It came down to a pattern. Every four or five turns, Lisa landed in jail.
I was always in jail.
You were always landing
yeah.
in jail.
And it was so bizarre. I was always in jail.
And then I only landed there once.
Yeah.
But then I kept landing on either income tax, and I had to give my $200 bucks, or Reading Railroad, which I just bought. Yeah. And so every time I went around that one corner, I was getting screwed over.
So it was so funny, though, because it's like Monopoly really, and I get that there's the board game, the game of life, but Monopoly really is like the working man's game of life.
Yeah, because you have to figure out your finances, and right, I gotta
pay my rent.
Yeah, you gotta pay rent.
Right.
And there's income tax, and there's a luxury tax.
Right.
And then I gotta buy a house, and then the house made me poor, and then
right, and then you just got to try and get around back to payday.
Yeah.
Which $200, that seems to be all that's left in the kitty by the time it gets payday.
I know. It
right?
was funny.
So it is.
It's like, you know, this is what we do every day, and now we're playing a game.
And now we're playing a game with it. And yeah, and I fared better.
It's a metaphor for life.
It seems to be.
And it's not the game of life, because I think the game of life is not very realistic.
No, Monopoly is realistic.
I think Monopoly is
Yeah, absolutely. So I apparently, in the real world, need to spend my time in jail.
And I will constantly give other people my money.
Yeah, and you need to get prettier so you can win the goddamn contest.
Number one.
Right? You need to be number one for once, Samantha. Yeah, I agree. But Samantha, I'm gonna tell the friends of the podcast my issue I have with you.
Aww.
Yeah. So,
well, I'm pretty sure there's more than one.
I'm going to go with the big one, right? Which is, she is a friggin' control freak. She doesn't cook. Her food tastes like necessity. But, oh my God, that's not how you cut a potato. My mom doesn't cut potatoes like that. Your mom's not here. No offense to Sheila. I think the world of Sheila. Love her dearly. But it's a potato.
Apparently. Okay. So the problem is, in my family, nobody lets me cook.
I understand why.
I go to other people's houses. They're like, no, it's okay. You don't have to bring anything. You don't have to cook. No. Mom's like, no, I don't need your help. I'm like, okay. So I've never really used a barbecue on my own. But somehow I'm managing not. I didn't manage to blow us up.
Yes.
Because I barbecued.
She did.
And I'm like, I hope this is right.
But here's...
I did read the instructions on the barbecue, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't even know there were
how to turn it on. And I'm like, okay, so I'm right. Okay, that's good.
Okay, good.
So...
That's good.
So, I think for some reason, I feel like even though you're married and you do cook for your husband occasionally...
I do. Still necessity.
I feel like I know more.
Yeah, but there's nothing
which
to...
Which is funny.
There's nothing to base that on.
No!
Nothing. But Friends of the Podcast, if you could have seen the attitude that came out.
Yes. Oh, I had big attitude.
So here's the reenactment, okay? So
no!
Yeah, so I'm at the counter. I've got the little tin foil plate that's going to hold the potatoes.
You're making chunks.
Potatoes. No, I had made 2 chunks, right? So I'm cutting the potatoes, just trying to pull my weight and do my share. And out of nowhere, Miss Barbecue comes in. She's like, they have to be thinner. That's not how my mom does them. Just like that, with that attitude.
I have, so over the years.
Oh, whatever.
Over the years, I have a picture of what my mother does, even though she never lets me cook.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mom.
thank you, Sheila.
I have pictures in my head of what things should look like.
So, Friends of the Podcast.
And you're not following the picture.
No, right? Because I'm not a friggin' mind reader. So, Friends of the... And it's a potato. So, Friends of the Podcast. I put the knife down, and I was done. I was done.
Yeah, you were.
I'm not
You
doing,
reacted badly, Lisa.
I did, right? Because you squashed my spirit, Samantha.
You
completely squashed my spirit. You took your big foot and squashed my spirit. So, yeah, I was done. I didn't care. But guess what, Friends of the Podcast? I did the dishes because I can do that okay.
Kinda.
Fine. I don't even need to do that next year either. You can do all of that.
No, you did fine.
But you know what? Here's the thing with the barbecues. I know you were a little bit hesitant, and I was super hesitant. And I think it's because women are taught that it's the man's domain.
I don't understand, though.
It must go back to the caveman days, right? Like, where they're
really?
Like,
cook, I can
cook
make fire.
I cook under fire. Right?
I can make fire.
I know. Well, we don't know that. You didn't try to make fire.
Why?
So, we don't know.
I don't know how.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't know. But I think that's the issue with the barbecue, is that I think that it's kind of ingrained in us that it's the man's barbecue.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the man does the cooking. Mm-hmm. Right? Like,
but that doesn't make any sense. Because the phrase is barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah.
In the kitchen. Right?
But not women
are allowed to cook at home, but outside the home, it's men who are predominantly chefs. Because
I think it's
like
animalistic.
That.
So I think it goes
That's
back.
Weird.
Because I think it's animalistic. I think it goes back to like the caveman days, right? Where the man went and hunted and gathered and then cooked. Right?
Arr.
Yeah. So I think women are okay with the stove, but I think when it comes to the barbecue, that's like not the woman's domain.
Women who listen to this podcast, get your barbecue on.
Get your barbecue on.
I did it. I didn't blow myself up.
No, right?
I'm good.
I think nowadays it's kind of more foolproof, right?
Just have the lid
open. Just have the lid open.
And if you don't have a barbecue, go find someone else's barbecue.
Yeah. Just try it.
Just don't blow yourself up or anyone else.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I kind of forgot exactly how much of a control freak you are.
Yeah.
I did.
I kind of control the world.
Well, in your mind, you
in
certainly
my mind
do.
I do.
Yeah. And I just didn't have the energy to argue. I'm like, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Samantha.
But look at me being a nice friend, driving you every day to freaking cell service.
Whatever.
Putting Betty at risk.
Whatever. One time, Samantha, let's be honest, right? One time we went for ice cream. So there was a benefit to that. Right? So don't make it sound all that. And you check your Instagram. Right?
Yes, I do.
So I'm just saying, right?
All right.
You know? You know another thing that I thought was kind of interesting about being out in the wild is the TV.
Yeah, they actually have TV out.
Yeah, because out in they have satellite.
In the bush.
Right? So, but the thing is with satellite is it just seemed to be very finicky.
Well, it's this high def that's finicky. But he told us that there's trees blocking.
But I think it's all, but it seemed all, because you seem to always just keep struggling to find a channel.
because that was the high def stuff.
But why were you always?
But the normal
like,
channels were fine.
But then, but it didn't seem like it.
But there's like a million channels on satellite TV.
Yeah,
and they're all the same.
They're all the same. Yeah.
So one night we were changing channels and we came across Alaskan Bush People.
Oh my God, friends! Oh my God!
All these channels and there was nothing else on.
I'm a fan. I'm hooked. I'm hooked.
If we were, I was like, there's people like this.
Okay, so here's the thing. I don't know how many friends of the podcast actually watch that type of TV. I never had heard of it before.
Neither had I.
Right? No. But it's been on since 2014.
Where have we been?
Where have we been? So they're like years. They're like 3 years into this episode. Mm. And what it is, friends of the podcast, it's the most bizarre thing. It kind of, it's a little bit weird in a kind of creepy type of way. Right? But it leaves you wanting more. It leaves, like they hooked me. They hooked.
Then for 2 days after, we kept coming across Alaskan Bush People again, but it was the same episode we'd watched, and we were like, oh, damn.
Right? It was so, and like the names, like here's some of the names of these people, these Alaskan Bush People. So it's about the Brown family.
And they call their compound in the bush.
In the bush.
Browntown.
Browntown.
And the only way you can get to it, apparently, is by boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Across a lake.
Across the lake in the middle of Alaska, right? So there's, so I think there's like seven kids, five sons and two girls. Mm-hmm. So here's a selection of their names. There's Bear Brown. There's Gabriel Starbuck Brown. Noah Darlin Brown or something like, or
Snowbird.
Snowbird Brown. Rainy Brown. And these characters are missing some teeth.
Yeah.
But the weird thing is that Rainy Brown looks like you could take her and put her anywhere in the world and she would just fit in perfectly. Only one. You know, only one that does.
The two guys that they showed, Matt, the guy who went back to Browntown to apparently close it out because they were staying in California because the mom has cancer and she's doing treatment.
Yeah.
He dressed like he was from the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah.
And Bear was wearing Michael Jackson
leather jacket.
Red leather jacket and fingerless leather gloves.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of, you're too young to know this stuff.
Yeah, but he's 30.
Yeah, I guess so.
So but it's kind of like,
it was so weird. So weird. It's like they hadn't seen
Civilization.
And they may have gotten a VHS or
something.
Or something.
Or they all took their last piece of clothing that they had. From, like, before they moved to this compound. But it was so... So funny... So now they're getting rid of the compound because, of course, right, the mom has cancer.
Yeah,
so, and you know what? Shout out to the mom because that's, like, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Right? And the family is quite moved and they're all trying to just kind of survive that. So it shows their struggles. But it's funny because the three of the kids go back to close down the compound.
Well, the first guy that goes by himself...
Didn't go well.
He hurts himself. He keeps talking about the bears and stuff that are around there because they have to, like, keep the bears away from their compound or whatever. Yeah. Their brown town.
The brown town.
And all we see on the screen is they've heard an explosion in Brown Town. So,
and Buddy blew his head off.
He blew the back
of his head off.
And they showed it. It was so disgusting.
But friends of the podcast, he's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Nine staples.
Yeah.
Oh. Nine staples. Ugh. But these other three are trying to, like take apart the compound.
Okay.
And so they can take it back on a boat back to the family. Back to the family
home. And they were taking the wind.
It's like a windmill.
The windmill.
Like a propeller. A turbine.
And I'm like, why are you taking that with you?
Because they thought that mama would like that.
Yeah.
They thought that would help the mom.
And then they almost hurt themselves.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. I can't wait to start PVRing it every night.
But the bear guy.
Bear Brown.
He's walking up to the bear, and he's like, I'm going to get this. And he talks so weird, like, I'm going to get this.
Right? He kind of sounds like a little bit like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure type of guy.
I'm just like, there's people like this out there?
Yeah.
They're so strange.
Right? And he's all like, okay, bear, shoo. You got to just look me in the eye and shoo. And I'm like, it's so hard to believe that this happens in real life, but obviously it does.
And then he was like, I was so happy to be back here. And he's jumping up and down off of logs and
he's doing like all these funny
trees
moves
and shit.
Yeah. It's like,
and I'm like,
this is part animal.
This is real.
This is so weird.
You do in your normal life, or is this for camera?
But then here's my thing, right? Like, what about school? Do they go to school?
I don't know.
Right?
Maybe they're homeschooled.
I wasn't under the impression any of them were smart enough for that, but that's just me. Right? I don't know. It didn't seem like a homeschooling group. But then, how do they make money to pay their bills?
I don't know.
Well,
they get a reality TV show called the Alaskan Bush People.
Well, I'm hooked. I am hooked. I'm watching. I'm PVRing it every week. I'm on it.
It's like...
I'm going to ask Mike to get me the past episodes.
It's the train wreck of...
That's so wonderful.
Of like, the wild. Because how well... Like, this is why I watched the 90 Day Fiancé. Because it's a train wreck.
It's a train wreck.
And you just think these people are so bizarre.
It just gives new meaning to, like, your jaw falls open onto the ground. Right? Because you just keep watching because you're like, no. Yes. I'm going to be... I'm a fan.
It is so weird.
I'm a fan. Pencil man.
What you can get addicted to on TV.
Yeah. Pencil man.
And we're... And why are we surprised that Saskatchewan apparently is the fattest province? I heard that the other day.
Yeah, we are. We're fat.
And I'm like, well, it's because of all the damn reality TV shows.
Exactly.
And while I'm sitting on my couch getting my ass fatter, I'm eating.
Yeah. We did a lot of snacking.
Oh, my God. I think it was like... We'd only eaten 2 hours earlier, but it's noon, Lisa. Let's have lunch. Hey, how about a snack?
Because when you sit outside, you feel hungry, right? All that energy
it's
we're
all that
putting out.
Fresh air.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It is. It was just an awful lot. It certainly was just an awful lot.
But I do have to say, only I was excited about the satellite TV for the morning because I got to watch Live with Kelly and Ryan, even though she's on vacation. He was there, and I love me some Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, I don't even understand.
I'm going on record as apologizing for making you watch a show in the morning that you absolutely hate.
Cringeworthy.
But she let me.
I did. I don't understand your obsession with Ryan Seacrest whatsoever.
Because he's just adorable.
He's not, though. He's a little bit annoying.
I appreciate him. He's smart. He's a go-getter. He just puts his mind... Hey guys, sorry if you hear like a weird pause or a blip in
the
recording.
Hell? Samantha, what the hell just happened?
Okay, so we're in nowhere land, so we lost cell service for like a second or a minute or something.
All of a sudden, friends of the podcast, there was a transport that drove by, and then all of a sudden, the little round circle with the line through it came up again.
Yeah, it is the bane of our existence, that little round circle with the line.
So, I believe we have... Here's hoping we have cell phone service right now.
Okay, we're doing it.
All right,
okay,
we're back.
What were we talking about?
I think we were talking about Ryan Seacrest and how much I can't stand him.
And I love him.
Yeah, that's where we were at.
But that's pretty much the conversation about Ryan, I think.
Yeah, and the fact that... And now you're going to make me watch American Idol because Ryan Seacrest is back on that.
Oh, totes! We're totally in it!
I'm not
super excited about Katy Perry.
No, don't love me a Katy Perry.
No, but I want to see Ryan Seacrest, see if he's improved. He's really loosened up on Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah.
I want to see.
I don't know. You know what? I'm still not sold on him.
Really? Because I don't enjoy the voice anymore.
No, I'm not saying we're going to go back to the voice, Samantha. Okay. But I'm just saying I'm not sold on Ryan Seacrest.
All right. I'm just... Got to give him a chance, Lisa.
All right. You know
just what? Like people give us a chance.
I guess that's a good
right?
point. Okay, fair
right?
enough. Fine, fine.
Calm down.
Fine, fair enough.
Calm down.
Samantha, fair enough.
All right.
We better get back to it or else we're going to lose surface again.
That's true. We better hurry.
Best hurry. We best pick it up.
Okay. So the Jeanette Lake is beautiful and you can see right to the bottom. And we got super hot the first day we were there. So we're like, oh, let's go into the water. It was cold.
But we took Dr. Oz's challenge.
Oh, that's right.
We saw an episode of Dr. Oz, or a few minutes of Dr. Oz, where they had some fitness guy on there saying that it's mind over matter.
Yeah.
Heat versus cold.
Yeah. So...
I don't completely buy it.
Yeah.
It felt
so
cold.
So, we decided to be like, mind over matter. It's not cold. Well, it definitely is not bathtub warm.
It was not bathtub warm. It was definitely not bathtub. It was nowhere near bathtub warm.
No.
But nice sandy bottom.
Nice. Beautiful. It's
a beautiful
excellent.
Lake. Yeah. Absolutely.
But then, because we were in the water and we wanted to make the most of it, we broke out the water sports.
Absolutely. Right? We played some extreme frisbee.
We did.
And
more extreme for Lisa because she was in the deeper water.
Here's the thing, friends of the podcast. I don't have a problem not being right on the shore. Right? Samantha likes to stay right on the shore.
I think it's my shortness that keeps me closer to the lake
edge. And so she throws the frisbee like, so far away. I'm like, okay, so either you're trying to make me drown, and we don't need that catastrophe
Lisa,
taking place.
I felt you needed some exercise.
Apparently I need a little more exercise, and I had to go out and get it. I had to go and get the Frisbee many times, where it was, like, over my head.
Well, you know how to swim, don't you?
I do.
Your family had a boat.
I know, but I was doing the side stroke. Because in my mind, if I go sideways, it doesn't seem like it's so far away.
Oh, my God.
I know it doesn't make sense, but that's just how I felt. That seems to be my go-to stroke in the lake is my side stroke. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and then we played what we think might be lacrosse.
Well, kind of lacrosse.
With the thing, and it's got a Whipple ball kind of contraption.
And one of us is
throwing.
Friends of the podcast, we played this last summer, too, where Sam was better.
I was better.
This year, she has lost.
I have lost my ability.
You have lost how to play that game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you can't throw that thing to save your life. Nope. I have the perfectly arched throw. I was awesome at it.
Perfectly arched?
Yeah, absolutely.
I would not go that far.
I was, like, awesome. And then even when you tried to, like kind of, like, okay, oh, it's the wind.
It's the wind.
I don't know. I'm out in the lake, and I'm not feeling the wind.
The ball has holes in it. The wind took it.
Okay. But then even when you threw it, you couldn't even throw it. You threw like a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
I am a girl.
I know. You were not very good at
extreme
sports.
That's a really ignorant statement.
It doesn't matter.
Throwing like a girl.
You threw like a girl. Right? You're more competitive than that. Put a little oomph behind it, Samantha.
I am more competitive
than that. Yeah, you're more competitive than that. Right? And I was a little bit disappointed in that because, you were like...
You were just happy you were winning because you were still high off the Monopoly.
Yeah. Apparently this vacation, I ruled in all of the activity.
Well, you did learn how to play a board game on your first vacation.
Absolutely.
And I did not.
And you did not. Right? So if nothing else, I think I conquered the sports.
I think you have.
Yeah.
There you go. Are you feeling better?
Yep. So next summer...
Squashing me down.
Yep.
Killing my spirit.
Well, time to squish your spirit, too. Because you killed mine over potatoes. So now I kill yours. Now I kill yours over water sports. Right? And Monopoly. Yeah.
I would just like to say that I have the better tan.
But mine's still pretty good.
I actually look like I've tanned.
What do I look like?
You look like you've just decided to have a family of freckles live on your arm.
Samantha, that's kind of shaming me for being freckly. And that's not very nice. Right? If you look at my feet, they're tanned.
Your feet are peeling. Along with the rest of your leg.
That's from my previous tan.
From your asshole tan in Ontario.
It's from my previous tan. I'm just saying. All right. So, Samantha, do you have an I shake my head moment?
I do.
You wanna?
Well, it's about you.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Because I shake my head at you because the last morning I woke up, you were sitting at the kitchen table. The only reason I woke up is because you had set the fire alarm off.
Okay.
Because she made toast, burnt the toast, was sitting there without coffee and the TV on. You want to know why, folks? Because she forgot how to turn the TV on and she can't make coffee in a coffee pot.
I didn't pay attention to my father-in-law's instructions about the TV.
Right? You were just sitting there all by yourself. At the kitchen table, thumbing through a magazine.
Your
burnt toast.
I was being nice and letting you sleep, Samantha.
My eye shake. How do you survive,
Samantha? It's funny because my eye shake my head moment was I watched you for how many days in a row make toast,
yes.
And never once did I see you check on the toast or anything like that.
Nope.
So I was hungry. You were still sleeping, and I'm like, I'm gonna make myself a piece of toast. Put the toast in. And I did not check on it. Thought it would pop up ready to just be eaten. No. For some reason, I have to start the alarm going off.
Because I think when you only do one slice of toast, Lisa, you have to pick the side of the toaster that's designed for.
But
that's
why
you burnt the toast, because it thought it had two.
Well, then the toaster needs to become a little bit more simpler. We've made toasting too hard then. We've just made toasting too hard.
I think you've made toasting too hard.
And Samantha, I thought about making coffee, but then I thought, oh my God, if I don't get the coffee right, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Yeah, it's
the potato revisited. Potato revisited, and I just wasn't prepared to start that day off like that.
Whatevs.
I'm just saying.
Whatevs.
So I did eat my burnt toast, and it was fine.
Yeah, and you woke me up.
And I did wake you up. I knew it was going to, because I'm like, wow. Good, I tell you, no, that cabin's never burning down, that's for sure.
Oh, good God, no.
No, exactly.
No.
Right?
Kill the toast.
Kill the toast. Stupid toaster. That's what I thought. Stupid toaster.
Okay, so we are still talking to each other.
We are still friends.
We are at the end of our vacation.
Yeah.
And we hope that you guys have had a great week. We're going to end our podcast for today. However, we're going to let you know next week.
Big, 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 big topic.
It's a big topic. It is the 40th anniversary of Elvis's death.
So it's all about Elvis.
All about Elvis.
There's going to be trivia. There's going to be stories.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be what's my favorite song.
Oh.
There's going to be everything Elvis.
Who knew she was that excited about
Elvis?
There's going to
be, do you prefer Hunka Hunka Burning Love Elvis or Big Fat Elvis? Because that's how we became.
In the white pantsuit.
In the white pantsuit.
Bejeweled.
Or do you prefer the Aloha Hawaii Elvis?
Oh.
In the leather black outfit.
All those crazy movies that he made.
Okay. That's where we're headed next time.
All right.
All right. So, friends of the podcast, again, we apologize for the no cell service blip. Right? That's what happens when you record in the middle of the forest.
Forgive us.
Forgive us. Right? You know, normally, we can't anticipate that.
So, join us next week, and remember, you can check us out on iTunes,
Podbean,
Google Play,
Twitter, Instagram,
and you have Facebook, right?
And we have Facebook.
So, join us. We would love to hear from you, and if anything, just keep following us, because you know what, guys? We're enjoying this.
Absolutely.
And we will talk to you next week.
All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.